Tim's a beautiful little girl. She can wash dishes. She
did she die that same day that she got up and couldn't walk?
No, she didn't live long. Laying up in the bed chewing chewing gum. The doctor Ben the seer says she's going to sleep and she didn't ever wake up. She had long, blonde, beautiful hair. And she was mama's pet. She liked that. My daddy said he had to get rid of her dress because mama was about to die.
I know that got to be pretty rough losing a child.
What about different kinds of clothes, like when your sons were little, what would they wear?
Most of the time, I'd let them wear these little pullover shirts and little corduroy pants when they were real little.
How about to go to church?
To go to church, they'd wear the polyester dress pants. And the button-up shirts.
They didn't wear no overalls,
did they? No, I don't think my boys had any overalls. They might have had the little corduroy pants with the little bib on it and the straps.
How about a suit with the several pieces to it?
Well, they had suits.
What parts did they have?
They had the little jacket and the pants and the vest.
Okay. And how about women, like, to go to church? Do you have some kind of jewelry to wear?
Well, the church I always went to, used to, you didn't hardly see anybody with jewelry on. Now they wear some, you know, some of them wear little gold chains and rings and bracelets.
My grandma liked to wear beads.
I can remember people wearing beads a lot when I was growing up.
Clasp and pins and beads.
Yeah, how about preachers? Do you have different terms for different kinds of preachers? Like, you know, maybe some are just part-time, some of them are trained and licensed, and some of them are not.
Yeah, they have, like the regular preacher at the church is usually called a pastor, and then the young preachers that are in the church of training to be preachers are called interns. And then they have the preachers that travel around and preach at different churches. They're called evangelists.
Okay. And what term would you use to call somebody who, you know, wasn't from around the community but came from somewhere outside?
Well, it would depend on what part of the country they come from. If they were from up north, people call them Yankees. Well, either Yankees or Southerners, about the only thing that I know. Or if they come from, across the overseas or something, that people just usually say they're from overseas or foreigners.